This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guests, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Faye Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Faye Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm fine. It's a little chilly out.
As it should be.
Other than that, I'm fine.
If you woke up and it was like 80, I'd be a little bit concerned.
I would be. You'd know I wasn't in Texas, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Faye has slipped off somewhere.
You sneaked off to unfriendly lands.
That's right. You'd know I'm in Florida or somewhere.
Yeah.
And they were talking yesterday about this person had sent someone a postcard and said, well, you know, we're going to swim today. The water's not too chilly. And they said, that person is lying. They're not in Florida. Or, you know, they'd be saying, it is so warm in the sand and we've been laying out all day. They said, they're lying. They're just pretending to be in Florida.
Yeah. Aren't we all pretending in some way or another?
That's right. Well, it's more fun that way.
It is. It is. And I mean, geez Louise, what is today? The third? I don't know what's happening to this year, but yeah, it should be kind of cold. The lights are all going up. The Christmas music is out. I mean, it's that time of year. So, geez, it would feel weird if it was like warm and balmy at this time.
Let me tell you something. I want the concession next year on all the lights for 100 miles around. You could make more in 1 month than most people make all year.
Oh, Lord. Yes.
I mean, they're charging so much money for lights. I want the concession on it.
Yeah.
I need to put a little team together for that because, you know, if you can charge $2,000, $4,000, and $6,000 to do Christmas lights, we're all out of our head.
Yeah, and they get it.
I mean, they are getting it. And one guy told me that he was going to do a total of 600 houses.
Good Lord.
Yes. When I talked to these people, their prices were so far out of reason that I said, you know, this is a big business deal.
How?
I mean, when you can charge thousands for lights, I don't understand it.
You could literally work 2 months out of the year and take the rest of the year off and travel around and pretend you're in Florida and go to all these other places without ever
and
having
laugh
to.
Laugh at all of us.
Exactly. I mean, how in the world are you going to do 600 houses in the holidays? I mean, I know you got to have a crew to do it, but geez, even that sounds a little bit crazy.
And a lot of these people are getting the contract to do like a subdivision.
Oh, my.
They're doing a whole subdivision.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I called one person and I told him, you know, what all I wanted done. The guy said, well, that sounds like about 6,000 to me.
Oh, I thought, wow.
You're kidding me. Not at my house.
Wow. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Jeez. Last year, it seemed like it was going up a little bit. It seems like this year, they just ripped the Band-Aid off and just sent it through the roof. It's out of control.
Yes, this year, everything has went up a lot. I don't understand it. Everything I've seen lately, when you look at the price, it is a lot more than it was a year ago.
Yeah.
Look at all the companies that are going out of business. There's three big furniture companies going out of business, and they've been in business like 40 and 70 years.
Really?
Yeah. They said, it's just time. You know, they said the way things are, the shipping problems, the employee problems, They said, you know, we've been here a long time. We've made a lot of money, and we're going to leave it at that, and we're retiring. We're going to start the sale January 1. And
wow.
They're selling out. Three different furniture stores that have been in business all these years. And they had multiple locations, and it's three separate companies. They're just closing the doors.
Wow. You know, you start to kind of take a tally of what kinds of businesses and industries are starting to take a hit. It's almost like a ripple effect. You know, it's like we started with, you know, a couple of years ago with like restaurants, with like lockdowns, and a lot of people been around for a long time started to have to close their doors. They couldn't sustain. And then we had, you know, like clothing retailers, things like that. Now then we had vehicles. We had the situation with cars, and now we've got the situation with furniture stores. It's almost like it comes in waves for different industries. It's weird.
Yeah, and it seems like it's a different things that's causing it. It's not just one thing that's causing it. It seems like it's different things.
Yeah.
Shipping is apparently a really big problem right now. Theft in retail stores is a huge problem right now.
Oh, that's...
And I would think their security would figure that out and do something about it.
Yeah, that's the big one with Target, right?
Oh, yeah, Target lost over $400 million to theft. And I don't know how they did it. I can't figure out, was it going out the back door where your warehouse is, or was it going out in the retail part?
Hmm. Yeah.
But that's too big a loss for anybody.
That's huge. That's not walking out with a scarf or two. That's
no.
That's a big job. A lot of big jobs.
And up north, they say that they tell them not to stop them. If they're walking out with this huge box of stuff, you just have to let them go.
Really?
I don't think that's right.
Why would anybody be doing that? That doesn't make any sense.
They didn't want to confront them.
Oh.
They were afraid they might
okay.
have guns or something. You know, and they said, okay. Don't confront them, just let them go. And I can't believe that.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, well.
I can't believe that.
I mean, I know safety first.
We wouldn't do that here, would we?
Oh, Lord, no. Like, that's just not computing to me. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
wow.
We would trip them right then and say, you know, we're going to beat you to death with a broom or something, you know?
Yeah, something's going to happen. Not just,
we're not going to let you steal from us.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, that's just, you might as well just like not even have any security at all, or just open the doors and tell people to come get whatever they want at that point. It's basically the same thing. Wow. Oh, my word.
Yeah, they just said no. We shouldn't stop them inside the store. And I'm going, my gosh, you know, and Walgreens says everything about locking everything expensive up, you know, behind glass to protect the items where people couldn't steal them.
Yeah. Jeez. Then you have to have somebody come over with a key and all that. But
yeah, and unlock it every time you want to look at it.
Boy, you do too much of that, and people aren't going to convert to buying customers. That just gets annoying after a while. It's like you've got to
just convert to online, like I do.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of like the only thing left to do at that point. People aren't going to, you know, wait around for somebody to come over with a key to unlock the case and then look at something and then put it back and then go do something. It's almost like you have to have a personal shopper at that point to walk around with you and chaperone, kind of like when you buy a car and the salesman walks around with you and looks at different vehicles. It's almost like the same thing. It's crazy. I guess I could see why people or retailers are going more towards online. That's another reason, I guess. You know, not only lower overhead. But.
And the pandemic has changed the way everybody shops, and retail has changed so much.
Yeah.
They know now they can buy almost anything in America online.
Mm.
And if it doesn't work, you can send it back. And they all have good return policies. So I would take that chance rather than fighting the crowds. Now, Walmart said they didn't have big crowds, you know, at Thanksgiving at that big sale. But here in Texas, we had huge crowds. The malls were loaded.
Jeez. It's so strange because, you know, in some areas you hear reports that, you know, oh, the economy is down and, you know, things are terrible. And then you hear another report where people are spending like gangbusters. And some people predict that this holiday season, the Christmas shopping is going to be one of the biggest of all time. It's weird.
Gosh, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Because the merchants and people, it would help everybody if it is bigger than all time.
Yeah. I keep hearing a lot about like travel. Travel is just, you know, going crazy this year. And so I don't know. I mean, it's kind of hard to get a really accurate temperature on what's going on across the board.
Well, it's because every place is so different. You know, the Midwest, I think, is and South is doing good. I think the northern parts may be having a problem.
Hmm.
But I would say here, you know, Southwest, the economy is very good.
Yeah.
So people will be spending more. The average that they're going to spend per family is around $1,000.
Really?
That's the average.
Wow. Is that... Is that up or down?
That's people that don't have to give a lot of gifts.
Wow. Clearly.
Yeah, because we know that most people it's going to go over that, I can tell you.
Yeah, easily.
Yes, easily go over 1,000.
If you're properly prepared. Now, there's people that will wait till the last minute. They always do.
Right.
Then you throw those in there.
If you look at everybody's list, how long they are.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Are you getting for 20 people or 30 or just 5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or who did you forget at the end of the year?
And remember this. When your wife says she doesn't want anything, do not believe it. Because if you do not get her anything, you'll be out with the dog in the doghouse.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you never tell if a wife says, oh, honey, I really don't need anything. I don't want anything. She's lying.
Oh, yeah.
She does not mean that.
Yeah, and take those words to heart. You do not want to find out the hard way.
That's right. Do not do that. And do not give her utensils. Women do not like utensils at Christmas. They want something fancy.
Yeah.
They want something from the jewelry store. They want perfumes. They want negligees that they might not ever wear.
Yeah.
You know, they want something that says dream girl, you know?
Yeah, luxury
things.
They want
something really nice.
Nice. Something they would never do for themselves.
That's right. It might be a pin set, you know, for a lapel. It could be all kinds of things.
Yes.
A day at the spa. And a lot of people don't do spas, but a lot of people do. There's just so many things. And men can also go online and look up perfect gifts for women.
Mm.
And you'll see a lot of things give you a lot of ideas.
Really? Well, that's a good idea. I did not know that.
It is. Because lots of times men don't have a clue. And when they wait till Christmas Eve to shop, a lot of things are going to be gone. A lot of things are going to be passed.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's already bought them.
Yeah, the shelves are kind of bare on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. So when you wait that long, what you're going to be able to give her is, you know, might not be the greatest thing in the world.
Maybe not.
Yeah, and they love sweaters. You know, they love clothing. Women like clothes.
Yeah.
And always get her a size too small if you're worried, and then she'll really love you. She really thinks she's small.
Yeah. Ooh, that could be a really big disaster if you guess the wrong way.
It could be. Yeah, if you get something real big and she takes one look at that, she is going to be mad for weeks. So you don't want a lady that's mad for weeks at you.
Oh, no, no.
And gloves is another thing.
Ooh.
Good leather gloves.
Mm.
Go to a good department store. Leather gloves are a must for ladies.
Yeah.
They all love leather gloves.
Yeah.
So that's another really neat thing.
That is a good one. You know, you should probably write a book about all this, too.
I know. I have so many books to write. What am I going to do?
I don't know.
What is a girl to do?
How did I
get ideas? Get them all in.
Yeah.
The travel book, the cookbook, The book for men on what to buy for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be a bestseller.
It would. It would be a great one. And so, I mean, geez, you better get started because you got an awful lot of writing to do.
I know. It's just, you know, I don't know if a tape recorder could handle it.
No. Oh, my word. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Yeah. This will shock you, but I finished my shopping 2 weeks ago.
You're kidding me.
I am not kidding. No.
I've never known a man to do this. This is unusual. We'll have to write a book about this. The man who thinks ahead? How could you do it? Did you do it in person or online?
I had everything made and ordered online. I knew what I was looking for. I just had to find the right people to make them and to have them done. They haven't finished yet and they haven't shipped yet, but that's okay. I got plenty of time. But yeah, everything is all done. Everything has been ordered. I'm just waiting for things to trickle in at this point. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, now, I had a Macy's Christmas deal that I had ordered early, and it didn't show up the other day. I've never had anything stolen. I've never had anything not shipped to my address. First time in my life.
Really?
And it did not get here.
Uh-oh. And it said it was delivered.
Yes. And it was not. And I think it went to a neighbor probably, and they were probably gone on vacation or something. And we may never find it. But that's the first time in my life. I've never had a shipping deal not show up or go to a wrong address.
Oh, my word. You know, sometimes.
But it happens
all
the time out here. We get the neighbor's packages all the time.
Oh.
So I think it went to somebody's house that is probably out of town, and we probably never find it.
Well, surely they would bring it over. I mean, you would think.
Well, yeah, but it might be after Christmas.
Oh,
we don't know when it might be.
Oh, wow. That would not be cool. Wow.
No. And one of the neighbors is an elderly couple. And if it went to their house, then we might not ever find it.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know if they're in town.
Mm.
But that's the first time I've ever had something go that way that we have to reorder. And we're going to hope that we can find it again. That's the bad thing.
Oh, yeah. You got to track it down and reorder it.
Yeah. So you did this 2 weeks ago online and had it made?
Had everything done. The jewelry is done. The pieces of art are done. I mean, all of it. It's all done.
I wanted some art this year.
Really?
And art has really went up.
Oh,
really
yes.
went up.
Yes.
When I saw the prices, I almost fainted dead away.
Yeah.
Because I love art. I have a lot of art. I love art. And I backed off and said, I don't think I want to buy art right now.
No. No. You probably don't.
You know, I did not want to print.
No.
Prints are nice. But I wanted, you know, some original art. And I just couldn't wrap my head around it.
Yeah, custom pieces.
Yeah, custom pieces. And I love statues. I just love all kinds of art. There's no doubt about it.
Hmm. Nice. You got that big, huge. The one, you got a huge picture behind, is it behind your desk at the office? Where is that?
Uh-huh.
I think that's a custom piece, isn't it?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I thought so. Yeah.
Western art. And that is out of business.
Are they really?
As you know, I love Western art. And I have a lot at the office, in my home, everywhere there is. But I also love beautiful art objects, you know, to set on a table, on the fireplace, you know, different places. I love to buy something that somebody's created.
Yes. Yes. Wow, I'm surprised that company's out of business. I thought they did such great work.
They did great work. Wow. I had all those custom framed.
Yeah.
and this happened several years ago, that they went out of business. I don't know what happened. They had a big gallery, and it just, something went wrong. I don't know what.
Wow. That's shocking to me. I thought they'd be around forever. Wow.
I did, too. And the ones that I use here in Dallas, they've been in business, you know, 50 years.
Yeah. Wow.
But that one there in Midland just didn't make it.
Hmm.
And they'd been there a long time.
I know it.
And I love pastels. You know, I just love scenery. I love cattle, horses, ranchers, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, Santa's listening. So, I mean, as you're making your list here, people better be writing this down.
I'll make this list out on air.
I think we're kind of making it up as we go.
Yeah.
Wow. So we should probably talk about some policies at some point, because you'll get calls if
we don't.
We
better talk about policies, making money, what we can do to help people, because it's a short time between now and the end of the year.
I can't even believe it.
So,
wow.
That's right. So we need to get fully invested. We need to make some money for people. I need to make some money. Everybody needs to make money. We've got three policies right now. We're trying to close. The Ching policy that everybody has in escrow. We're waiting to close it. The Martinez policy has two policies. And, of course, we want both of them. And we'll know this week if we got them. Mr. Martinez is also very sick. In fact, I have a letter from the doctor on this one where the doctor says, you know, I'm going to give you 10 to 12 months. So, you know, that's why it's such a good policy.
Wow.
Usually the doctor will not write a letter to us, but we actually have the letter where he says, you know, he isn't going to make it. He doesn't have long. And it's over $1 million policy. It's going to be a great policy. Premiums are very, very small. So tiny, you can't hardly see them. So that's a good policy. We're still waiting on two policies to get to the bank. The Root policy, which is $1 million. It's the one from New Jersey.
Of course.
It's the one we've been fighting tooth and nail to get them to send us the death certificate.
Jeez.
And now it looks like we're finally going to get it. We should have it in a couple, 3 days. And we've really had to work on that. Then the Birch policy is $2 million. It is at the carrier. We had the death certificate in plenty of time, but then they didn't like the form we used.
Really?
So they sent out another form for us to use. You know, insurance companies are just crazy people. You know, they've got billions of dollars, and they're huge, and sometimes it's just hard to communicate.
Are they just stalling? You know, well, what's the deal with the form? That's an odd thing.
I thought it was the strangest thing I'd ever heard. We used this one form. Oh, no, that's not acceptable. So we had to have them send us another form for us to fill out to get this done. So these two policies, that's my priority this week. Seeing if we can get the money in. That's about $3 million, and people want to invest it.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked to them. I know everybody's wanting to get in policies. So I'm doing the best I can to get that done. One of my clients called the other day and asked about the policy he was in. And I said, I'm sorry, it's been delayed. And by golly, we checked later in the day. It was already in its bank. And I'm just apologizing, you know, it's not here and all this stuff. And it was there. And I didn't know it. I did not know it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's fast. Wow.
Yep.
Call in, so complain, and then boom.
It was apparently already, you know, on its way. And I didn't know it that week. And I was waiting to hear from the, you know, from Nevada Trust, and they just slipped that right in the accounts, and I didn't know it.
Wow.
So when we got off the phone, I found out, yep, the money's already in his account.
Wow, neat. Well, so, then that's a good, happy surprise.
So he was happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was happy and surprised.
No doubt.
And we're just trying to get all this money, you know, in everybody's accounts where they can get invested, and we can get some money made, and that's my top priority right now.
How it might be a little bit too early, and it might be not fair because I'm sure you don't have all the numbers in front of you, and to put you on the spot like this, I apologize for. But how are we going to kind of maybe end the year? Do things look like, you know, we're kind of, because sometimes we'll hit that last thing, and all of a sudden some big things will come through, and we end the year on a strong note. Where are we right now, relatively speaking?
Well, I hope you're right. I hope we do end up on a strong note. I hope we have, you know, several million dollars more in maturities. You know, we've got 30 days. You know, December, you usually have quite a few maturities. So we don't know yet. I haven't checked, yesterday to see if anything was showing up. But I feel like we will have some pretty good maturities come in December. We always have. And I haven't looked up to see how many, what the average for December is. But we've been having so many September and October, I feel like, that we will have.
Good.
So I hope we do end up on a really strong note, getting a lot of money in to people's accounts and getting them some profit.
What do they say for the economy itself? I saw something the other night. Somebody had, and of course, is one of a million, you know, predicting things that are out there. It was, he said something about how the great booming economy and the really strong holiday spending fourth quarter could set things up for some terrible thing to happen in the first part of 2023. Are you hearing anything like that? Or is it even worth even trying to figure it out anymore? Because we can't.
Well, I don't know. What I'm going by is the store closings, the people that have too many employees, like a lot of the big companies are laying off 10,000. Mm. You know, that one company just sent them an email the day before Thanksgiving and said, you know, you've been laid off.
Oh, wow.
And that's the way big companies do it. They just send you an email and say, oh, by the way, we've let you go. And they don't even talk to you on the phone. They just send an email saying, you've been let go.
Really?
That's pretty impersonal, isn't it?
Wow, that's changed.
It has changed a lot. So, no, a lot of the big companies are laying people off. The big news people in New York are laying people off.
Really?
Yeah. So there's a lot of people saying, I don't think we need this many employees to go through this next year. And that's what everybody's worried about. So, and then if they were in crypto, a million people were in that FTX corporation.
Oh, geez.
That went under.
Yeah.
A million people.
Wow.
Their losses are going to be tremendous. I don't know if they were wealthy people or just ordinary Americans that were unfortunate enough to invest in that. I don't know. But it's caused another one to go under, and that's two of them right there.
Wow. Yeah, it's going to a lot of people are going to feel that. Good Lord.
A lot of people will feel the pain of that for a long time. And, they talked about on that FTX, the celebrities, movie stars, all these people were in it. So, you know, they're going to be okay. But it was the ordinary Americans that invested in it that won't be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you've always said with that crypto, if you've really got movie star kind of Hollywood celebrity kind of wealth, and you have, you know, millions of dollars to just throw away, essentially, if it goes bad, then you're okay. And it sounds like that's kind of what's happened. It's that a lot of maybe celebrities, sports players, football players,
yes,
and stuff
they
like
were
that.
Invested in.
Yeah. So golly, it would be a small drop in the bucket for them, but for, you know, average ordinary people, it could be like literally losing everything. It's dangerous.
Well, if there's a million people, you figure it out.
Yeah.
A percentage of those are going to be ordinary people.
Yeah.
The rest of them, like you say, they're millionaires many times over, so it'll be a drop in the bucket to them. But I was reading the other day, you remember the old Bernie Madoff deal? They said that's going to make it look like Ned and the Third Reader.
Golly. Wow.
Yeah, that will be much larger than that. And Kevin Bacon, the movie star, him and his wife invested their fortune in that Bernie Madoff deal. It was I read that the other day. They said they lost almost everything.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, you never know. But movie stars, people like that, they do a lot of risky things. They, you know, they don't manage their money very well usually.
Yeah.
But the ordinary Americans that were in that, they will get hurt. But a lot of the stock people have said that they've got some really huge losses in the stock market.
Jeez.
You know, year to date. So, you know, being conservative is not a bad thing.
No.
You know, being conservative, even if your policy goes over, you know your policy's safe, you know your money's safe, and it hasn't went down any. And I was reading where even Warren Buffett has lost $1 trillion this year in some of his stocks.
Wow.
And it's unfortunate that some days the stock market really looks good to people. It's up. And then if 2 days later, it goes way down.
Yeah.
So it's an up and down fantasy world when you're talking about stocks.
It's a major roller coaster. It's difficult. You know, it's like you kind of pull back a little bit and you think, you know, the whole purpose of investing is to make money. And it seems like in the stock market, the more we just keep going through this really strange roller coaster thing that's going on, it's impossible to predict or have any kind of idea of how much you're going to end up with, if you have anything at all, if you're going to lose everything. With a life settlement, though, you really can essentially plan what you're going to make, because you know the policy is going to mature, you know that you're going to get paid by the insurance company, and it's just really a matter of time. It's not a matter of if, it's just when. I think
that's exactly right. It's always a matter of when, not if. And that makes it a lot safer investment.
Yeah.
And what I don't understand is people have known that the stock market is pretty risky all their life, and I wonder how much they've really made compared to what they've put in it.
Mm.
You know, if they'll go back and look at the last 10 years or the last 17 years, you have to look and see. Overall, you take your expenses, what you really make.
You have a lot of people that come over to see you for the first time, and don't they say, you know, things like, we thought we'd made a lot of money, we ran our numbers, looked at our portfolio, and it turns out we haven't made anywhere near what we thought we did, or we've lost, you know, more than we can handle at this point. We need to stop. And so there's that illusion of all this, you know, back in the 80s, there was all these movies that came out about, you know, the stock market and all this, you know, all this young wealth and all this and that and the other thing. And I think people maybe have gotten caught up in it, and they're stuck in that stereotype. And then finally, when they look at their numbers, it's really kind of much more shocking than probably what they thought.
That's exactly right. And, this is steady as you go. It's not going to make you wealthy overnight. Nobody's going to promise you that ever. But, you know, it's just steady growth. And in the end, I know that everybody has always got their money. They've always got their interest. If it's, you know, short term, long term, you know, no matter what it is. But you know that it won't go down in value. And anything that can't go down in value has got to be better than the rocky stock market. A lot of the people that have come to me in the last month had some pretty huge losses.
Mm.
And they said, you know, we've got to stop this, and we need to do it right away. So that tells you something. And then I had people come that just had savings accounts, and they finally woke up and realized that they're going backwards with the savings account because they're not paying anything anymore. Used to, a savings account was a good thing, but now savings accounts pay nothing. And they can either do this or they can do an annuity. And annuities have fixed rates. It's better than a savings account. You can get something like 4.5%, 5%, or you can do an index annuity, which, you know, will keep up with the market. It mirrors the stock market. You're never directly in the stock market. But if the stock market makes money, and an annuity will make money. If it doesn't, the annuity just sits there. It never loses value. So on all of the earth, an annuity is probably the safest thing you can have because it never backs up. If everything's making money, you get credited every year. It's a walk away. At the end of 10 years or 7, you walk away if you want to. If not, then you can say, okay, I need this much money a year. Or let's say you're retiring right now. You can start next year taking money out of an annuity, and you can have lifetime income with it. So that's a good safe bet. So both of the things we do are very conservative. Annuities are the conservative of conservative. You know, it's always huge companies that have been around a long time. Some of them 60 years, some of them 100 years. So we've had a lot of people this month come over and do annuities. And some of them said, "Fay, I'm going to do this much in annuities, then I'll do $100,000 or $200,000 in life settlements."
Are we just talking about annuities more than we used to, or is there an actual, like, renewed interest in annuities? Or,
I
like,
think
a new
there's
search?
A renewed interest because the rates are up. Annuities are paying a lot more now. Some of them are paying, I think this last year, up to 10 or 11%.
Oh, wow.
And for an annuity, that's pretty good. You know, it's steady. And there's some people that want both. They want annuities for income, for growth, and then for speculation, as they call it. They want a life settlement that will make them more money. They know that an annuity won't make what a life settlement will make.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people want both.
Is an annuity a longer-term commitment than a life settlement, generally speaking?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, an annuity is a long-term solution. It's for people that are looking years out.
Okay.
It's for people that are in an age where they just want to sit back, let it make the money, and them not have to do a darn thing.
Yeah. It's like literally you set it and forget it and walk away, and then at the end of the term you can either walk away or, you know, do whatever you want to at that point.
That's
life
exactly
settlements,
right.
You're looking at what, on average, 18, 24, 30 months, something like that. It turns around, it turns over, and then you reinvest. And if you're in a number of policies, which people should be, because you always talk about diversity, and if you're diversified, then you're doing it the right way. And there's always some kind of things going on, you know, approving policies, or it's like, yes, I want to be in this, or, you know, whatever the case is. It's a little bit more interactive, but the time for the return on your investment is a little bit shorter. Am I saying that the right way, or did I mess it up?
That's right.
Okay.
It is shorter than an annuity. The money turns a lot quicker. People who invest, well, look at September and October. 15 million came in maturities. That's a lot in 1 month. The
wow.
Most I remember ever.
Good Lord.
And we don't know what December is going to do, but every year we've had a lot in December.
Hmm. Yeah, and since the month is just starting, we got a long way to go.
We've got a long way to go, so we don't know what will happen. We know we've got more maturities right now coming to the bank. We've got two right now that in the next 2 weeks should be at the bank, and they can invest that. We've got $22 million of clients' money in cash right now to invest.
Jeez.
Can you imagine?
That's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
And remember, we always use Nevada Trust. They are the trustee on your account. You always have to have a trustee with us to handle the cash. And that's why we've been successful all these years, is Nevada Trust. They handle making the premium payments. They handle getting the death certificate. When we give them that death certificate, they send the packet in to the insurance company. The insurance company pays them, and they put it in your account.
Very easy.
I mean, it's an easy way to do it.
Hmm.
And, of course, we used to be at Bank of Utah. We've still got 3 or 4 accounts over there that didn't want to move. And so we don't know what they're going to have to pay, because we know they charge a lot more than Nevada Trust. That's why we wanted to get everybody out and get them over to Nevada Trust. Everybody was tired of those high fees. I was, too.
Yeah.
They were charging me like $75,000. In addition to what they were charging the clients.
Wow, man.
Yes, $75,000 a year. And, you know, we liked the Nevada Trust a lot better. So we said, let's get out of that and just move it on over.
Mm-mm. Yeah, the whole point is about making money. And the move is that's been a really big move for that. So, in fact, that's what this is all about. It's Your Money with Faye Bagby. And your phone number is?
It's 877-588. 3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday morning around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic this morning?
Our topic this morning is a Western type guy. His name is Roger Moore. He is a cartoonist, and he's a Western cartoonist. Can you imagine? I remember years ago, I'd be traveling. I'd see the small town newspapers, and there would be this cartoon, and it was from Roger Moore. He's in over 20 newspapers.
Wow.
And he does Western cartoons. He started out as a kid drawing, and he got in trouble in school because he was diddling all the time. He was drawing all the time. His mother also drew, but she never became famous and never, you know, went out in the public and did all this. But he started out with a calendar. Can you imagine this?
Hmm.
He's a third-generation Texan. He's been making calendars since 1997. It's classic Maverick style, he says. His calendar begins on March 2nd. Now, you're going to wonder about that.
Uh-huh.
That's the date in 1836 when the Texas settlers declared their independence from Mexico.
Wow.
So
cool.
His calendar starts on March 2nd.
Neat.
Yeah. A lot's happened in Texas since then. And he addresses all this with humor and history. Besides the calendar, he's written the Handy Pocket Textbook. It's a pocket-sized guide to essential information that every good Texan must know about Texas.
Wow.
And the necessary facts as you start out, he does the official state dog. If you remember, that's the blue Lacy. The state vehicle. Everybody thought it was a pickup. It's not. It's a chuck wagon.
For real?
For real.
Huh. I thought it
was
a truck.
The official state snack is tortilla chips.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. So how many people would have known it was a chuck wagon?
I'm still kind of speechless. I thought it was a truck. Huh. Wow.
I did too. I thought it was a Ford truck.
Yeah.
And for kids, you can read The Critters of the Lone Star State. And it's got trivia about javelinas, armadillos, rattlesnakes, and Slim Sat. It teaches people the proper use of a cowboy hat beyond decorating the top of your head. He's also produced Texas My Texas. It's a collection of his favorite cartoons.
Really?
But his calendar is the biggest seller, he says. Each month it features a full-page cartoon. And it celebrates an important Texan or poking a relevant fun. It's something that happened on Texas. And he has all these interesting facts about people who are famous that have lived here. One of the facts is Emma Bannister of Coleman County was the first female sheriff in the U.S.
Really?
In the U.S., first female. And this is a real interesting. Popeye the Sailor was born in a comic strip by Elsie Seeger in the Victoria Advocate, January 17, 1929.
Really?
Now, yeah, Popeye the Sailor, and we all thought it was a Hollywood deal.
Yeah.
It did not start out in Hollywood. It started out right here in Texas.
Wow. I didn't know
how
that.
How about that? I did not know it. And Van Cliburn from Tyler, Texas, he won his first international piano competition in Moscow, April 14th, 1958.
Huh.
And if you remember who Van Cliburn was, how famous a pianist he was, he performed in Fort Worth every year at the Cliburn festivals. He was very famous, one of the greatest pianists, I guess, in the world. Anyway, this guy, Maury, 77. He lives on a small farm near Merkle, west of Abilene, with his wife, Martha. And they went out to interview him, and he had on a cowboy hat, a red bandana, blue jeans, and boots. And he showed them how he does it with his little sketch pen and a lamp beside him on a wooden roll-top desk.
Wow.
He says he can't remember when he wasn't drawing. He said he tells people he drew before he could walk.
I'm sure.
Yeah, can you imagine? This guy is 77 now, still doing just great a job. And they told him it was all right to be an artist, but he took a lot of heat at school for it. He was a standout athlete in high school. And after college, he coached at high school in Hamlin, about 30 miles north of Merkle. He worked as a foreman for Texas Instruments. Then he began selling textbooks. So he launched his own advertising agency. It was called More and More. And he lived in Austin in 1971. And that's when he went to the newspapers and said, look, do y'all need a good cartoonist? And at first he had a lot of politics in his cartoons. And he said he didn't think that was a very good idea. So he switched back to cowboys, and that's what made him famous.
Wow.
Yeah. He does Stetson hats. He draws barbed wire, pink grapefruit, and cowboy football. He's still in 25 newspapers.
Wow.
Yeah. He says he doesn't think he's very good, but he's really fast. It takes him a couple of hours to do a cartoon.
Wow. I'm surprised. You know, yeah, I know they're still out there, but it seems almost like culture shock to hear that he's still in 25 newspapers. It's like newspapers.
Yeah, I mean,
still
exist. Look, you know, it's the smaller newspapers that still, send them out to all the people in the town. I can remember those little towns when I used to travel. There was always a cartoon. I didn't know it was him, but I loved the cartoons, the cowboy ones. He said first he has to come up with an idea, then he can draw it in 2 hours.
Jeez.
And he said he gets all this inspiration from the Texas back roads and highways. He said everything happens in his pickup. He said it's a think tank.
Mm. Now, that's true. That is well put. It is a think tank. Wow.
Yeah. And his friend that helps him is a retired NASA engineer.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
He says that every person is just a poem waiting to be written.
Oh, wow. That's brilliant.
Yeah. And now he's got Parkinson's disease.
Oh.
But it slowed him down a little bit. But he said he's learning to do it a little differently. It's not going to have as many squiggles, curves, and dots, he says. And it takes 10 times as long, but he said it's not going to get him down.
Well, good. He's determined to keep going.
He's very determined. He's a great cartoonist, a good Texan, a famous Texan. I'd love to have one of his calendars.
Yeah.
You know, it starts in March.
You put that on your Christmas list.
I'll put that on my Christmas list, one of his calendars.
I think it's awesome that he starts in March.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Yeah. How cool.
And most people, he's cool, he's talented. And he dresses like he draws. That's what I like. You know, he's got the bandana, he's got the Western shirt, his Levi's, and his boots on.
Nice. So he's living what he's drawing. He's living a lifestyle.
That's what I'm saying. He's living exactly what he draws every day.
Nice.
Yeah. So everybody needs to look at some of his cartoons and maybe get the Texas calendar where you'll know everything Texan.
Yeah, no doubt. Wow. Not only is it, I mean, it's unique because, well, one, the whole significance behind starting in March, but then all the other things that are involved with it as well, and all the things that you can, I mean, it's if you would have sat down and said, hey, I'm going to put together a really great thing surrounding Texas and, you know, all the things that we're about and the things that we live, you would never think of putting something like this together. It just sounds like it just rolled out of, I don't know, his brain and out of his hands, and he's drawing these things and making these things. It's really, really cool to see something like this, especially for somebody who's authentic about it. It's not like a Hollywood production, you know, or anything like that, or something that's made up. It's really, it's authentic and it's true, and it's really cool.
Yeah, and I can just see his pickup going down those old back roads and his brain just working, you know. Well, that needs to be drawn, or this needs to be drawn, and putting it out. and still doing it in 25 papers. I'm impressed.
Yeah, that is really impressive. Really impressive. And he's right. It is, you know, when you're in your truck and you're driving down the road, you know, and it doesn't have to be a Saturday morning. It could be any day, but it is. It is a gigantic think tank. That's where you do your thinking. That's where you're with your thoughts. That's where you're, you know, it's he's very observant and very brilliant. It's awesome. Wow. Roger Moore. When you first said Roger Moore, I thought, the actor? But no.
Oh, I know. He never lived in Texas. But I loved Roger Moore, the actor. I did. I loved him.
Wow.
He was good.
How cool. Well, maybe then Santa will bring you one of the calendars. That would be neat.
There you go. I'm going to talk to him about it.
Santa's always watching.
I have good relations with Santa. Well, the North Pole's not that far anymore.
Oh, wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Is there anything else we need to add to the Faye Christmas list this year, or did we about cover it?
No, I think I've just about got it down.
Wow, it's like sitting on Santa's lap without Santa.
That's it. It's the same deal.
Wow. We were talking a couple minutes ago about the stock market and all the risks and all the things that are out there and the crypto and all the risks with that. We always go over the risk with a life settlement, and you used to talk about three, and now we're kind of down to two. So what is the biggest risk?
The greatest risk is it could go over, and you might have to pay premiums. So you should always know that you could have to pay premiums. It could go over, but in advance, before you get into any policy, we always tell you what the premiums will be. So you always know what the risk is. You know how great the risk is or how small the risk is.
All right. And the second one?
And then the other one, the second one is it is not liquid till it matures.
Okay. Which is not really a big deal for people because you do have to be accredited to do a life settlement, which means?
To be accredited, you must be either worth $1 million without your house or you must make $200,000 a year.
Since there's more people that are interested in annuities, a renewed interest, are there any major risks with annuities or?
I don't see any risk whatsoever in an annuity. They're huge life insurance companies. They're not going out of business. They're worth billions and billions. It will give you lifetime income, so that's not a risk. Your principal's always safe. So I would say I don't know of a really risk in an annuity.
Hmm. Okay.
They're, you know, and they've got a renewed interest right now because the rates have went up. The indexes are now up. I think they're going to make more money this year than they usually do. That's what it's looking like.
So either way, really, if people are looking for something more conservative than what is, I guess, on the table now for like stock market or crypto or any other weird investment opportunity they can find that may be chic for the next 5 minutes, this is really whether it's annuities or life settlements, these are really the two of the most solid, conservative ways to invest and still protect your principal. Am I saying that the right way? Or?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Your principal is protected at all times. That's the most important thing, is your principal is safe. And that, you know, I don't know of anything that, like the stock market, that's going to guarantee your principal.
Yeah, no. I think a lot of people are finding that out the hard way, if they haven't already.
You know, sometimes it shows a profit in New York, but here in the homeland, they don't have that same profit. I talk to people every day, and I'll say, well, did you make profit? No, we're down. $50,000 or $100,000.
That's a big chunk. I mean, it's like when people are planning for retirement, it's important to make sure you're growing. I mean, yeah, there's going to be some things that happen, you know, here or there with different things. You know, some kind of emergency may pop up or, you know, some unexpected expense. And so, you know, have to maybe take things out that you weren't planning on. But for the most part, if you're not just steadily growing, then you're probably not ready to to, you know, take that next step in life. So, and that's really what it's all about, which is why this is called Your Money. Are you, you're back up to regular hours? Everything is like rolling. You can have time to see people.
Thanksgiving's over. All that fun deal is over. So we're now going on to making money for the clients, getting them fully invested for Christmas, because we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
Christmas will be upon us, and then, you know, we'll be closed from Christmas Eve till the 3rd, I think it is.
Okay.
So we always take that week, give the employees a week off.
All right. So the last week of the month, you will be closed just for the holiday season. It's normal. You do it every year. But for the next couple of weeks, you're still taking people.
That's right. We're gung-ho right now. We're doing investments every day. We're putting money up. We're doing the whole thing.
Good deal. Full steam ahead. Okay, so if people want to come and talk to you this coming week, I assume you've got availability. So what is your phone number for to call and make an appointment to come see you?
Okay, it's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Fay Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Fay Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.